going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to your headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai choose for over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory with Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they opened up their series against the Reds with a 6-3 win. Eric Wagaman, Wags touching all the bags, dude.
Whoa.
He went deep. Kyle Stowers, little Stower power. He went Oppo Taco for the fish.
Wagaman was in. Does that mean that there was a left-handed pitcher?
Mervis sitting down. It's all right, though. If you're going to hit home runs, I can't complain about it.
Come on.
Can't complain. I will say, though, you know, Wagaman. Okay. They don't make base runners like they used to. All right. They don't make base runners like they used to. And people used to know how to get into pickles to extend things. Mm. And I just feel like today people just go, oh, I'm in the rundown. Tag me out. Nobody wants to give effort anymore on the base paths.
What?
That's what that text was about?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He goes, first of all, the Marlins are big on the go on contact thing. It's not worked like four times this year. And so I'm just like, hey, could you get in a little bit of a run? Let's extend this puppy so we have it going around the horn and we can get some base runners to move up.
That's called small ball.
Is it?
Is it?
Wow.
Yeah, it's baseball intangibles.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. But it's just like, no, he got me. Boo, tag out. I guess, though.
So you're saying he's supposed to get in some sort of pickle that would allow...
Never played pickle as a kid?
Why do they call it a pickle?
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm.
Right? There's
tough
so
situation.
Many other words that seem that...
I imagine healthy? Some guy with the first name Red, like Red Barber on the broadcast back then, oh, he's calling a pickle!
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I still don't...
It's a tough situation. A pickle's a tough situation. So when you're
caught,
yeah.
I think pickles are delicious.
I don't.
You don't like pickles? Oh, yeah, you don't
hate pickles.
I used to not like pickles. Hey, then I went to Nashville, and then things changed.
Every time we go somewhere to eat, if we get a burger.
Nashville pickle.
That is the first thing he said.
No pickles?
No pickles. I can't be any clearer about this.
Yeah.
Pickles can go to hell.
Wow.
Yep.
Are you like, can't even touch my burger?
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it, you know, when they throw the spare pickle into the fries, I'm like, what'd you do that for? Especially if you got a leaky pickle.
Wait. The first, well, once you cut it, it's leaky.
On your burger,
once you cut it, it leaks. Because
yeah.
So here's the first thing he does with his burger.
Pickle. Pickle check.
Inspection.
I used to do that. Now I just
know. You know what I hate?
Mm-hmm.
Burgers, love them.
Mm-hmm.
The big ass piece of lettuce they put on there that makes all of this, all of the crap slide off the bun.
What am I, a giraffe?
Right. Like, the shredded lettuce, okay. But when they just put that big piece of lettuce, and then when you bite, everything goes out the
back. You ever go feed a giraffe at the Miami Zoo? How much that big piece of lettuce they give? So the thing can go with its
tongue. Do you have to go up on the thing to feed them?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yes.
They don't.
At Miami Zoo, there's like a little platform.
Yeah.
Lion Country Safari, there's a whole ramp to go up to a tower to feed them. Brevard Zoo, they have like an uppity place where there's a bunch of Redford lemurs.
Wow.
You can see, but they're also next to the giraffes.
You're a zoo goer.
I love the zoo.
Yeah. Nice. I think that's perfect.
That one's better than when we had the lemur.
Oh, yeah.
In studio?
Yeah, we had a lemur in the studio.
That's cool.
He has... His feet were like
why does
felt like
guy
a leather
come
jacket
back on the show.
Leather jacket.
Which guy?
He's always
he's no longer
other...
he's no longer with us, JFig.
Wow,
no,
RIP.
No. So like the guy from the zoo, I forgot his name.
Oh, Ron McGill. We've never had Ron McGill on
We've
our
never
show.
Had Ron
really?
McGill. We had the guy from Parrot Island.
Yeah.
He's literally everywhere. And
he recently passed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Todd. He was a listener. We loved him.
Yeah.
Oh man. Lemur? Cool.
Oh no.
Zaboomafoo.
What?
The show I used to watch, PBS.
I was watching last night. There was a Netflix show on the pangolin. I was enjoying that.
The what?
Pangolin. It's an armored anteater type creature.
Oh, man.
And there's a whole special on this guy. He's trying to introduce.
Hey.
Pangolin.
I thought it was a type of penguin. Like when you said armored anteater.
I believe it's the most poached animal on the earth.
What?
Really?
A lot of people like to think their scales have medicinal purposes.
And they eat them?
Or they like mix them into medicines or whatever.
Oh.
So I believe it's the most poached animal on earth or most trafficked animal on earth, the pangolin.
The scales look like an armor that's like
that's
drawn on. It doesn't look real. It looks like a
It looks like an alien. It's crazy. And like it walks on its two legs. It's pretty crazy.
Walks on its two legs.
Yeah. But like cuz you would think like an armadillo like walks on like its four legs. No, this guy walks up. He walks legs up and is just like kind of walking around like a little alien.
He's very mischievous though.
He is. He's very mischievous. And their tongue's very long. Like it makes Marcos's tongue look normal. Look at that thing. Look at Marcos' thumb.
Stop.
No. You look at... Hey, dude.
Rothschild says... Tobin,
looks like he has a fruit roll-up in his mouth.
Rothschild says, Tobin is a little child.
Yes! Now you just figured that out?
I don't think that's fair.
Like, when Tommy comes on Thursday...
Oh my goodness, the tongue. I'm looking at pictures.
Oh, really?
Yep. Eats ants.
Ah.
Can you get a picture for our audience, JFig?
Bangling.
Do I really have to?
I think people would like it on the YouTube and Twitch. You guys could get us there, Miami 560 WQAM.
I can still just keep sticking out my tongue if you want.
Pretty close, to be honest.
You're a frogolin.
Pretty close.
The Heat, they end up with the 20th overall pick in the tiebreaker draft drawing.
So they have their pick and the 20th pick.
They don't have their pick. Their pick went to OKC because they made the playoffs. So they have their, but now there's no unprotected pick next year.
For Zion. Would you like to hear a brief history?
I got a pick. You ready?
Number 20.
So that's what you think that pick is definitely going to
trade
for somebody.
Next year's pick?
Yeah. But not Zion. Please.
Why not?
Please.
What if it wasn't a first round pick? What if it was just taking him off the hands?
No, because you're still going to have to give him something.
What if
they're going to want young
talent? What if he's our Kawhi? What if he's our Kawhi?
He's not, no. No, dude, you can't. Do you know how ridiculous it is and absolutely tragic if what you've had a problem with the last 3 years, you go sign up for again?
It's different, though.
No, it's not!
It is different. Because you're taking
How is it different?
You're taking a bet on youth.
No.
Yes.
You know what? It's, what is it called? The definition of...
Insanity
is doing the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
If you sign it, if you sign a injured player, are you not?
But it's not guaranteed.
No, you're the person.
No.
You're the person that signs up for the same thing. No, but this time it'll be different. That is the definition of insanity.
There's a pangolin.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Look at that.
Look at this.
Up to no good.
Wait, and that's like half of its length.
His tongue comes out of his nose almost.
Yeah.
It doesn't come, like, oh, no.
No, because you're...
And I'm telling you, that's like...
Oh, that's a foot.
That's his foot, yeah.
It looks like his mouth. Right. It's just only his foot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Telling you, dude. Pangolins.
Sneaky.
Wow. So, no, that looks like a, what's the thing, it's the fruit. It's green, but it has the scales on it.
Okay, hold on. What's this?
It's me, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What is it? Not an avocado, but,
I want to see if you notice.
It's green and it has scales on it, just like that. And people, like...
What? I don't know.
I can't think of it.
I'm not sure.
Passion fruit.
What? No, it's not.
No, dragon fruit.
No, dragon fruit. What's that artichoke?
Oh,
artichoke. I've never seen what an artichoke looks like. Non, you know.
Serious?
Pull up an artichoke.
Oh, you know what? I know what an artichoke looks like. Yeah, yeah. Artichoke. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, you notice? I'm gonna be honest with you. I have no idea what artichoke looks like because I ain't eating it.
NBA playoffs.
Way too green.
Pistons even up their series with the Knicks. They win 194. Clippers defeat the Nuggets 105-102. Kawhi with 39 points.
Kawhi looked like he could be the best person in the league if he played like
that. That's the temptation. That is Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
That is the temptation.
It makes you say, they go, oh.
Every 4 years he comes by and goes, guess what? I'm the greatest player there's ever been.
I mean, he didn't miss.
He's incredible.
Like, see, I would be more understanding, even though I would be against it.
You wouldn't be understanding if you were a Clippers fan. There's got to be so many Clippers fans who are mother bleeping him for years.
If you said, trade for Kawhi over Zion.
That was my original whale.
Yes. And when
only guy I ever traded
Bam
for.
When somebody texted you, he was at Chipotle and you hyperventilated.
Yeah, I really wanted Kawhi. I really wanted him.
You see, you would have been in the same position you are now.
No, what are you talking about? That was like pre-Jimmy Butler when I wanted Kawhi. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
but he never played then.
He won a championship for the Raptors that
year. Yes, but ever since then and even before then, remember, when he went to the Raptors, he sat out for a year.
No, you're making things up. He didn't sit out for a year. He went there. They didn't have him play back-to-back, and they won the championship that year.
No. Before he got there.
Yeah, that's you're talking about when he was at the Spurs?
Yes.
After he won a championship and Finals MVP?
Yes.
And had LeBron James quaking in his boots?
And he sat the whole year.
He did. That was part of the reason why, because he thought that they called him all out. That's why he wanted out of San Antonio.
Right.
Then he won a championship. Anyway, speaking of guys playing, Damian Lillard, good to go tonight for game 2 against the Pacers. Bucks Pacers, 7 o'clock. I'm kind of excited to see that one because it doesn't seem like him and Tyrese Halliburton like each other very much.
That's what I was going to say.
It's going to be two guys not defending each other. I mean, they'll be in front of each other.
Yeah.
So we'll see who scores more buckets.
Then we shoot threes and talking trash by not playing defense at all. Spinach artichoke dip. Top tier dip.
So good.
Yeah. Do the Grizzlies keep it within 40 tonight?
I like, you can look at that one or two ways. I didn't look at it any other way, but damn, they won by 50 and their best player didn't have a good night.
Tough.
That's tough.
And Timberwolves and Lakers, probably the biggest game tonight, because if the Lakers lose this one. So that's all happening.
How far do you think the Lakers could get, honestly? Who goes, let me ask you this, let me go this route. Who goes farther, Lakers or Warriors?
Who I don't even know what the bracket is, I forget. Who plays the Thunder next?
It would have to be...
It would be, no, because they're 2-3, so they would face each other, yeah?
Who?
If they both win, Warriors and Lakers, and
no,
then the Thunder.
The Warriors are eight or
the
seven.
The Warriors are seven.
Seven. And the Lakers are four?
The winner of Thunder Grizzlies plays against the winner of Nuggets Clippers.
Right.
Okay, so they're going to play each other. Yeah. Mm. If they got into a series, who would I pick? My petty says Lakers, but my heart says Warriors.
Mm. Your heart says Warriors. Can they both lose? Is that possible?
Is that possible?
He coached
J.J. Redick against
Black
Jimmy Vatican Butler.
Black smoke for Ja. I don't even get it.
I am confident, though, whoever comes out of that other bracket.
I think that based on just one game, I think the Lakers could be in trouble. Like they, because Anthony Edwards is that dude. Like, he's just the best.
Right.
And I don't think, as good as the Rockets are, you know, boa constricting you.
They can't score.
You can't beat somebody with Shingun. I don't think that can happen. I need Fred VanVleet.
It's like
to hit
every
some
time
buckets.
You say his name, like some of the like kung fu music should come on. Right? Like, just like
Turkish Joker.
Who? That's who Shingun is?
Yeah.
He's Turkish?
He's Turkish.
Wow.
Because I was listening. I was like, he's got an accent to him. And I was like, is he like Serbian? He kind of sounds Serbian. I'm like, oh, he's from Turkey. Now, I don't know what his family is. Maybe his family's from Serbia or something like that. But because
Black smoke means they haven't picked a new pope yet.
Oh, they're starting to pick the pope? Did they go right into pope? There's no pope. They got to pick a pope right away?
Got to pick a pope.
What are you, pope?
I'm just curious. I don't know. I know the pope picking process involves smoke, and white smoke means they picked a pope.
Yeah.
But like when the pope croaks...
Right away,
we got to go into pope mode.
They go into the room, pick a new pope, and then celebrate the last pope.
All right. There's not a vice pope who like sits in for a little bit?
Can I put my name in the hat? I won't be voted, but...
That's not how it goes.
Ah.
Speaking of deciding, a lot of trade fodder out there right now for the draft. Draft a couple days away. We'll get into that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back Friday, May 9th at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. You guys can talk sports unfiltered with WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey and cigar from Drew Estate. It's free, but space is limited. RSVP now at WQAM.com to reserve your spot. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. You can get to them online at edmoresawgrass.com. That was a fun event last year, or last summer, I guess, when we went. When did we end up doing it? Because I know it was postponed a bunch from the hurricane.
What? No, not summer.
When did we do it, JV?
November.
Well, it was supposed to be in the summer, though. Because it got postponed like twice.
Yeah, three times actually.
Yeah, it got postponed like three times. So now we're not in the midst of hurricane season yet.
Is that the newsletter? Yeah, check this out.
Yeah, I tried to get to the newsletter and I couldn't get in.
Let me see.
How? Why?
Because I was clicking on my phone and it was like, you have to open the Google Drive. And then it was like, could I get to the, and I was like, I'll try it when I get to work. But I haven't looked at the newsletter. Are we in it?
Well, I see Jay Fig on the cover.
Why not?
Because you have to see for yourself.
I tried.
The editor is always on the cover.
Don't click Google Drive.
I tried, but then I tried going to the browser, and it wasn't working.
Check my boy out. They got him in a tuxedo. Got you in a tuxedo.
Okay, now we're just going to just watch it.
Hold on. Yeah, look at all that.
I saw it, Jennifer. Lovely work.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, hey, look, you know what?
You saw it right now. I'm sure
it's loading.
You make us wait every time, but it's always worth the wait.
No. I don't make anyone wait.
DJ Zog got engaged. Congrats to DJ Zog.
That's nice. That is nice.
Miho has another baby. Congratulations to Miho and Mama Miho.
Just popping them out at this point.
See, Kiss Country. Wow. They met some intangible singing.
Wait. The Kiss Country part. Do you see my little joke on the side?
Well, you wrote a joke there.
Only people who know.
Oh man, now you're putting inside.
Come on,
jokes
it's not that. It's not that hard to just. It's a picture.
I haven't gotten that far.
You have a chair.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah,
you got to watch out for chairs around Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah.
All right, hold on. Okay, Light FM.
Okay.
Julie Guy.
I might as
Tamara,
well.
Tamara, shout out.
On YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Can we put this? Can I share my
Julie screen? Guy, yeah. Tamara, shout out.
1027 The Beach is Kenny and Gabby. They look lovely. See Gabby biking. She's the greatest biker by far at our station.
Yeah, she's
like the Lance Armstrong of our station.
There it is.
Joe Rose Show.
Hey, I'm insulted.
What's that?
He called, Leroy would rather pick fun at Fat than learn about
Marcos,
picking a pole.
Don't you dare.
Me and Tobin had a whole conversation about this because I watched all these shows during the pandemic about how powerful the Pope was back in the early days of life.
Let's see, you got Hawking Crowder.
The Pope was the most important person in the world, especially in Europe, and nothing could happen.
We did learn
until you got the approval of the Pope.
We did a whole Pope deep dive during the break, and you don't pick a new Pope till 14 or 15 days after the Pope's funeral, which is Sunday. Mm-hmm. So We got a ways to go before we take action on who the next pope is.
So who's we got interim pope? The vice pope.
Yeah, there's a vice pope.
He just said that.
No, yeah, there's a vice pope. And he has got some fancy name. I Camadier or something like that.
You have to take a pope name when you become a pope.
I can't be Pope Tobes?
No.
I don't like that.
Pope Petty?
I am Pope Petty.
We should talk about Rushmore popes. Pope Petty, Contavious Caldwell Pope. He's got to be on there.
Contavious Caldwell Pope, KCP?
Yeah. Yep.
What's he got, like three rings? He's pretty good. All-time role player.
Pretty good.
Let's see. Tobin and Leroy took a trip to Vegas to cover a title elimination fight between David Benavidez and David Morrell. Among their interviews was legendary boxing announcer Jim Lampley.
Yes.
That's cool.
My man Tobes got all warm and fuzzy.
Lit the lamp.
Tobin. Oh, that was a great interview. I really enjoyed that.
Nah, he's a legend.
Tobin also did blow-by-blow.
Whoa.
Description of a dirty boxing in Miami, a cross between boxing and MMA. Well, not. But well, I appreciate the picture.
Like I said, I did. Yeah.
There's a picture of myself, Platinum Mike Perry, and the great Jason Anik.
And you're in the suit.
I am in my suit, which I just got.
Hey, you're not in your Pat Riley.
No. I got a new suit when I went to a wedding last year, which I just got cleaned at A&T Dry Cleaners.
Whoa. Yeah.
Shout out to Aura.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Then they got.
I'm gonna have to go through there.
Got us at Aura, Live.
Live.
Which, that's I tell you what.
And our interview with Arlo thing. White. That was
Arlo.
Fun. Yeah. See, you know who didn't make the newsletter, though? Frog Boy.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's not true.
No, he's in there for Buckets and Bets.
Where?
There's a picture of him.
I don't see him.
Go to Buckets and Bets.
Oh, we have a Buckets and Bets section?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, he was a real kiss-ass around that.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't understand. Like, can we explain? Let's get into the inner workings of Marcos.
You're gonna anger Vlad somewhere. Yeah. Let's not.
Marcos,
yeah,
didn't show up to work.
Yeah,
but showed up to Buckets and Bets to play basketball.
A lot of times.
Didn't you do the same thing Friday? Didn't you show up at 1 p.m. following a golf tournament?
No. You know what? I didn't
originally
like that part
Originally, yeah. I was not gonna work at all. I normally take that day off.
Okay.
Yeah. But I told everybody,
and then you left.
I'm gonna leave and come. I'm going to leave early and come and catch the second half of the show because I didn't want to be that guy to not show up. So.
But if I were that guy that didn't show up.
You're that guy!
Jennifer.
What?
What did you do? What did she do?
Uh-oh.
You stay there.
Whoa.
What?
It's messed up, dude.
What's missing?
Oh, my God.
No. Let me see.
Let me see. Another year gone.
Are you freaking kidding me?
You forgot Leroy's birthday in the newsletter? You're in charge of it.
Are you kidding
you me? You left Leroy on the newsletter birthday list? Are you insane?
Minus one.
This is terrible.
Wow.
Wait, how could you do that?
We literally talk every day.
Wow. Every day.
I can explain myself.
Oh, no. It's the day after somebody on that list. I don't even know.
That's right. Minus one. Talk to him every day. You're here.
Every day.
Look, okay.
No. There. No.
Look. I can explain myself.
Solana's on there.
What?
Solana's on there.
I can explain myself.
You don't even like him. You like me. What? I have fallen down the
list. Look, I'll take my L. I'll take my damage is done. But let me explain myself.
Damage is done.
I've been asking for information for this newsletter since January.
You know this information!
I know. Hold on. I've been working on it every now and then.
No goosies.
Until someone finally sent me all of it or whatever. And
this
you know,
guy's a ball.
That was the last page. I don't really look at that page often, so I just copy paste birthdays, and I don't.
But
even
you should
look over.
Hold on.
Now, did I overlook that?
That's 100%. A very big overlook.
100%. That doesn't mean I don't wish you a happy birthday every year.
It does.
No, it
it's
doesn't.
Your publication.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll send a company-wide email. Leroy, I'm so sorry. Honestly.
How many Odyssey points is that going to cost?
You've done this for the last 5 years.
No, I haven't.
Yes.
You've been cropped out of the newsletter.
Yes. No. Wait. How many times have we sat here and go, in the newsletter? My birthday's in May. It's not even on here.
I've only been doing newsletters for a year.
Okay, no, even before that, my name has never been on a newsletter.
You have definitely been doing newsletters for more than a year.
I've included it before. Mm-mm. I included it last time.
Mm-mm.
I did.
We have had this conversation this time of year for the last 5 years.
I am so sorry, okay, Leroy? I've been going crazy with this newsletter. Wow.
Joe Zagacki made it.
Joe Zagacki.
It's a document I copy and paste.
Let me ask you a question.
Josie.
When's the last time you hung out with Joe Zagacki? Huh?
Jennifer put her own birthday.
When's the last time y'all broke bread?
That's CJ Figg's birthday.
I don't know.
Kalen's birthday's there.
Don Bailey, huh?
Wow.
I don't think you guys understand. I don't write this.
Pretty good.
But you are the editor.
Sure.
You are chief of staff.
Mm. Okay, don't be putting a bunch of labels on
you. You are in charge of the newsletter.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody sends great newsletter congratulations, who are they congratulating?
Miami.
No! Wow. You! Great job, Jen. Beautiful job.
Miami.
Appropriately, the damage is done, my friend, is next.
The damage is done, my friend.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm going to try and see if we could do a show here because feelings are hurt. Feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
It's a tough work atmosphere here right now. Feelings are hurt. Understandably so, as Jennifer cropped Leroy's birthday out of the newsletter. It's tough.
We were still sorting through the drama on break.
Yeah, are we going to be able to continue? Are you going to be okay, Leroy?
I'll move on.
Thank you.
Right after damage is done.
You want to go first?
Sure. So, I'm heartbroken. Emotions are at an all-time low because...
All-time low?
I have worked here.
You're being a bit dramatic here, aren't we?
I have worked here since, 2008?
Yeah.
Since 2008.
Long time.
Wow.
Yep. And for the first 12 years, no, 15 years that I have been here, I have complained that my name, my birthday, has never been on a newsletter.
Never.
Never.
Go ahead.
Then we had a friend.
Take over.
Close, like family, take over the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what?
You were on it last year.
You know what? Mm. I would think that one of the people closest to you would make sure that your name was on the list. It gets worse. Jennifer's birthday was this past weekend. I stopped what I was doing. And I go, you know what? I'm going to send some of my best birthday wishes to Jennifer.
It was very nice.
What do you mean?
Nice.
All you put was happy birthday, J-Fig. Happy B-Day, J-Fig.
A lot of thought.
That was my best. It was more. It was more. Wait a minute. It was more than you gave me.
It ain't May yet, okay?
Yeah, so I got to wait.
It ain't May.
I got to wait more than a year. In hopes that next year...
It's not like I was going to forget your birthday, okay? What? Okay, hold on. I'm technically doing you a favor.
This is
okay, do you want fake wishes or do you want the real?
Oh, I won't be here. Don't matter. It's the principal. So, Jennifer,
when it's your birthday, I will send you a very nice heartfelt
the people
letter.
That
is, okay.
I look at my phone and all my notifications, and the only people I care about are the people closest to me that wish me a happy birthday.
Exactly.
And what happened, you know, this is not the first time you've been left out of the newsletter before. Right.
What are you talking about? And you talk about it all the time.
And now.
Both of you. And now, all the time.
It's not even just about news of our show. It's news of his life.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you have a way to include when someone gets a goldfish, too?
A goldfish.
I value you, Leroy, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
This does not mean I don't value Leroy. Okay,
well,
I love Leroy. Okay,
I've
been invited into my birthday and everything. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my damage is done.
I'm sorry, man.
Heartbroken.
Sorry this happened to you. Sorry
Leroy.
To you.
Heartbroken.
Damage is done.
Right.
We'll try and move on. We'll try and move on with today's show.
Let's move on.
Let's make fun of a boob. This guy's name is Nico Harrison.
Oh my goodness.
He is the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks. Held a press conference yesterday, his season ending press conference.
Wait. Out of curiosity, stop having press conferences, Nico. He has more press conferences.
Well, I've heard that take. Charles Barkley gave him that advice yesterday. Stop having press conferences. First of all, I don't think you can stop having press conferences. I think he had a media roundtable where no cameras were allowed.
Right.
And then he had a season-ending press conference. Every GM has to have a season-ending press conference. It's the only time Pat Riley speaks. It just happened that he did his roundtable and his team got bounced. He probably should have, you know, timed that a little bit better. I would say be better at press conferences. And to be better at press conferences, you got to have better answers than this.
Happening.
The idea of this trade around, and you had various scenarios planned in your head. Did the anger and outrage from the fan base, has that exceeded what you were kind of planning for?
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to go on and on.
Sure did!
I didn't realize how important he was.
You guys love Nico. I mean, you guys love Luka, huh?
Wow. These guys are big Luka fans.
This guy is, like, I would say, people say, hey, don't have press conferences. And the only reason you would say don't have press conferences, because it is part of your job, is you can't go out there. I say this with Chris Greer. Chris Greer doesn't talk that much. The idea that you speak three times a year, and he has flopped like a fish in two of these press conferences already, is wild to me. Like, come on. You practice it in the mirror. Whatever you think, have fake press conferences with your dog. I don't know. Something better than that. Because someone's going to be like, hey, did you think it was going to be this bad? He goes, oof, no. Like, what you need to do in that situation, Nico, is like, listen, we'll see what old Fatso does in L.A. We'll see how far he goes. This wasn't a true season for us. I got to see my guys AD and Kyrie on the floor together. That's how you press conference, Nico. You got to triple down. But to go out there with the blind spot.
You know what I hate about all this?
What's that?
We that. You got a mouse in your pocket? They don't hate we. Oh. They hate you. So why all of a sudden it was a group decision? No. Stephen A. said it best. Nico went to ownership. Ownership did not go to Nico.
Because he drinks beer. He's got a pot belly.
Got to tell you what. James Harden ain't bodied by Jake, but he can get buckets.
Sure can. Anyway, damage is done, Nico. I don't know what to tell you, dude. You gotta practice that answer a little bit better. You also can't say that you did a good job, Jennifer. If we could, you know, take you from your newsletter obligations here for a minute, would you mind giving us the damage is done for the day?
I think we already know what the damage is done. Can't even look at Leroy in the eye.
In the one eye.
It literally would have been better to not have us in the newsletter than that.
That's absolutely not true.
No. It's 100% true. Okay. I wouldn't give you hell. I wouldn't give you hell. But this has been a thing that has hurt Leroy's feelings.
We've had this conversation for the last how many years?
Well, you didn't have it this year, so.
No, I thought we were blindsided. We were like Luka. Leroy's like Luka. And you're Nico Harrison in this case.
You just took the beer out of my hand.
Yep.
I would never do that. I'd leave the beer in your hand.
He just took the day of birth out of his newsletter. Yes. Mm.
The day of birth.
Just not diminish his life, okay? or his importance in mine.
It doesn't spotlight his life.
It stings a little bit. It does. I got to tell you. When the people closest to you forget.
Okay, I am only human. I make mistakes. Okay.
What?
I am only human.
Human. Yeah. Not human.
I never said human.
You said human.
I said human.
Froggy,
there's no silent H in human. Oh,
okay. Froggy, what damage is done for you, buddy?
My damage is done, and you know, athletes sometimes wind up on the wrong side of the law. For whatever reason, I never necessarily want to make fun of someone who may be going through something, but this one's from my boy Leroy. Because it is past Lent. So I just want his opinion on this. As TMZ has reported, former Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver and standout at Oklahoma State, Justin Blackmon. You guys remember that wide receiver?
He was really good.
He was really good.
Because he had bums at quarterback.
Absolutely.
Right. But he only had like one good season because he loved the drugs.
Oh, did he? And unfortunately, it seems like he is still causing a little bit of problems wherever he's at. He has been arrested with a mugshot obtained by TMZ. Leroy, what do you think of our boy?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Careful.
This is wide receiver. Careful. Wide receiver Justin Blackmon.
Maybe just wish him well.
I hope the brother get his stuff together.
There you go. There you go.
I mean,
same indeed. Nothing else you got to say about this photo, though, Leroy?
Well, we know what kind of drugs he's on.
So do we?
Yeah, it ain't that.
Looks like Wendy's, if you ask me.
Yeah, yo. It ain't that yayo, because he'd be thin.
Damage is done. It goes to our boy Justin Blackmon.
Justin Blackmon was real.
Hey, I'm not the only one.
He was.
I'm not the only one.
Let's do it, Leroy.
Say, that ain't crack.
Man, that's crazy.
Man. Yeah,
he, what did he get arrested for, Marcos? Do you know?
He was just lying on the ground at 1:32 in the morning, apparently. Jeez.
And they arrested him?
Because he was...
public intoxication. I don't think he'd be just drunk on the sidewalk.
He reeked of alcohol. He was wearing wet clothes, and he was on Oklahoma...
Yeah, you're not going to serve real jail time, but they're going to put you in the drunk tank.
Yeah, and he was...
Sober up.
He was on campus, so it's kind of like...
On campus?
He was just at a frat party.
Yeah. Well, he's 35. That's it? Why is this...
He's been out of the league for a long time. He's on 35?
I'm not sure.
He's 5 years older than Andre Vasilevsky.
Yeah, that's it.
How about that?
It says cops noted two sets of handcuffs were used due to his body size and girth of his wrists.
Now, that's fat shaming.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's fat shaming.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
Unable to fit in the back seat due to his body size, according to the report. Why does all this have to be listed?
Wow. So he's.
He was 6'1", 210 at his playing weight.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna mention no names, but
only 20 full seasons or 20 full games, excuse me.
In his career.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He was good though. I remember him. Especially at OSU.
His rookie year, he played one full season, 16 games, 64 catches, 865 yards, 5 touchdowns. But who's his, I think his quarterback was Blaine Gabbert.
So wait a minute. While we sitting here, he was like a top 10 pick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a high pick.
So while we sitting here talking about, you say, oh, he had that one really good year. No, he didn't.
But he was a rookie. I skewed it, and his quarterbacks were Chad Henne and Blaine Gabbert.
Okay. Well, I mean.
And they were 2-14 that year. They were really bad team.
Okay.
He was legitimately the only good part of the team. But yes, I did think, for some reason, like, in my mind, I thought it was 1,400 yards.
My rookie year, I witnessed Randy Moss's rookie year. You know, I witnessed, like, some yikes.
Anyway. You're trying to really bring Leroy back to the dark side, huh?
I was trying.
I mean, see, here's the problem.
He did well.
No, but here's the problem.
Damage is done.
He got other issues. I don't want to fat shame him.
Fifth overall pick.
Wow.
Fifth overall pick.
Yikes.
Man. It's amazing. It's amazing how the success fail rate of the draft in general, we never pay attention to, right? Like, the success rate's not that great. But everybody tends to think that your team is the only team that sucks at the draft.
No, Dolphins, a lot of them. One of those, Deion Jordan.
Well, here's the problem with that, okay? If you're giving up assets to move up, damn it, that guy better be a baller. Otherwise, you can just keep all your picks and have two stabs at it because it's the success rate is so small, right? Like, they put a thing on TV the other day. There's not many number one picks playing quarterback that were good, partly because of where they ended up going. And that's just the nature of that, is that if you have a top three or four pick, a lot of times you're going to a team or an organization
right now
that's bad.
Who's the best number one overall right now in the league? Is it Kyler?
I mean,
I'm probably missing an obvious one.
I mean,
Goff. Was Goff one or two? Goff was one, right?
It was Goff, then Wentz.
But he's not on his original team.
Right. Like, it the success rate. But see, so when we see the draft and
Boothrow. That's right. Gotta be the answer.
When we talk about
Baker's doing all right.
When we talk about the draft, but he's four teams. What? Four teams.
He is four teams removed. But he was good. He was good with Cleveland.
Right.
He was decent with Cleveland.
So here's the thing. When we talk about
Stafford,
the draft, and we talk about how poor a GM drafts, right? Like, the overall success rate is not good. And when you look at Greer and his first round picks, they haven't been bad. He just never re-signed a lot of them. He never re-signed, you know, Christian Wiggins. If Christian Wiggins was on this team, we would have a different opinion of
the
first round draft picks.
He's got some second round stinkers.
Right. Yes. Oof. Yes, he does. Now, what Belichick used to do was get rid of the first rounder and get a whole bunch of second rounders.
He doesn't seem very good. I don't think he'd be good at that strategy, though.
No, because that's what I'm saying. Sometimes the most important thing in the draft is numbers, right? So say if your success rate is 40%. Well, a team that has six picks in the draft, that's two guys. A person that has 11 picks, that's four or five guys.
Hold that thought. We do got to take a break. Back after this.